Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we were talking about an upcoming trip we are planning for the Holy Land and the country of Turkey. We should mention that some people wonder, this is not going to cost Mormonism Research Ministry any money. There are no funds from MRM that are going into this trip. We are not using MRM funds for this, but we still want to be available to you if you want to go. And I can only tell you that if you go, your faith is just going to be strengthened immensely. We didn't get quite through a lot of the things that we want to talk about. We want to very quickly take a part of this show and finish up there.
And again, it's called the Apologetic Study Bible Tour to the Holy Land. And the website, you can go on our website on the right-hand corner, top, and you can click there. Or you can go to directly to the website that is sponsored by the company that we work through, Maranatha Tours. It's www.theapologeticstudybibletour.com. The itinerary was so long, I couldn't get it through in the few minutes that I had, and I'm not going to do it here. I'm going to leave that for each individual to go through, but let me tell you, having been there four times since 2009, we are going to every major place that you would expect to go on a tour, but not just going on those places, to those places, we are actually going to places nobody else goes to, such as having Joel Kramer take us up to Cave 1 in Qumran, the Dead Sea Scrolls, as well as going through the West Bank and seeing places like Ai and Jacob's Well and other places that are incredible that you don't see any other tour buses at. So we try to make this trip an adventure, but we also try to make it educational. There will be lots of times where our guides will be teaching us, but we will also have several pastors scheduled to go with us. Brian Hurlbut is from Lifeline Community is planning to go. We also are going to have Corey Anderson from Shadow Mountain and Matt Slick from Karm.org. They're all planning to return. They came with us in 2013.
If nothing else, you have Matt for comedy relief. Yes. I mean, that guy just cracks us up all the time.
Yeah, and he's on 820 as well. So
and what a wealth of information that he has. He is just an incredible defender of the faith.
And you don't have to be from Utah to go on this trip. We're meeting purposely in Chicago. We're not going through Salt Lake City. You will be responsible to get to Chicago, so that's one thing that's not included. But otherwise, the price of this trip, which you can see online, it covers everything once you're in Chicago, including the flights, the food, the admission fees, all of our guides, the buses, everything you can think of, except for lunches and souvenirs and snacks like waters and things like that.
And even lunches, a lot of people in the hotel didn't have really a big problem with this. We're just putting in a plastic bag some lunch meat and some breads, and they took that with them for lunch, and that held them off for the afternoon till they got back to the hotel for our huge dinner.
And I want you to know that we not only are flying a great airline, Turkish Air is a great airline, but we are also going to be staying at really nice hotels. Because my agency is able to make multiple bookings, they get really good rates that you wouldn't normally be able to get. We're staying at 3- and 4-star hotels. It's nice to be able to come back from a day of touring to be able to go to a hotel that has a nice restaurant and to be able to sleep in a nice bed. So there's no second guessing there.
Again, if you have any questions, it's just go to our website, mrm.org. You'll see an icon in the upper right-hand side. There's a link there that'll give you another link that'll give you full information on this. If you're hoping to go, it's going to be February of 2015.
Well, that segues us into what we want to talk about these next few days, because in Salt Lake City, we have a special exhibit. It's called the Dead Sea Scrolls, Life and Faith in Ancient Times. It will be coming this Friday, starting this Friday, at the Leonardo in Salt Lake City. You can go to their website. We're not here to sponsor them at all, but we're going to suggest over these next few days that you go visit this. But if you go to the website, www.theleonardo, one word, deadseascrolls.org, you can go and you can just type in Dead Sea Scrolls and you can see what this exhibit is all about.
Now, why does this intrigue us so much, aside from the historical significance of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is one of the greatest finds of the 20th century? When we were in Israel, Joel took us up to Cave 1. We took a group of people within the group, and we hiked up the hill, the little goat trail, they call it. It wasn't even barely that. I mean, we were hiking up these sharp rocks and everything, going up to Cave 1, where they found several of the jars. And this is where they found the Isaiah scroll,
right?
And so we were actually there to be in the cave. And this is what we plan on doing again, to actually be in the cave where they found these scrolls. It's just an incredible adventure. And then to go to see the scrolls in this exhibit is just further just going to be exhilarating. I've seen the one. This is similar to the one they had in San Diego a few years ago. Right?
It is. Let me read their website main page on this, and this will give us an idea of what they're planning to do. But this is going to be through April. And again, we're going to try to get people to be interested in going. But you need to know a little background information to get interested in this, because otherwise, you have no idea what it means, Dead Sea Scrolls. It says, they've been called the most significant archaeological find of the last century, experienced the most comprehensive collection of ancient artifacts from Israel ever organized, November through April, at the Leonardo. Dead Sea Scrolls, Life and Faith in Ancient Times includes one of the largest collections of the priceless 2,000-year Dead Sea Scrolls. Discovered by a shepherd in 1947, the scrolls contain the oldest known copies of the Hebrew Bible. On display with the scrolls are more than 600 objects from the biblical to Byzantine period in Israel, including many that have never been publicly exhibited. You will see a 3-ton stone from Jerusalem's Wailing Wall.
We saw quite a few of those when we were there.
Yeah, we're going to actually go underneath the Wailing Wall in the Rabbi Tunnel tour, but they're going to bring a 3-ton stone. But I would say go to Israel to see that in Jerusalem, but they're going to have that there. The remains of religious articles, weapons of war, stone carvings, textiles, and beautiful mosaics, along with everyday household items such as jewelry and ceramics. Then it says, the Leonardo is one of only 10 U.S. museums to display the priceless collection. I want to say, we went to this close to about 10 years ago in San Diego, and I have been at the Shrine of the Book 4 times. I'm going to suggest to you that if I had a choice of taking a person who wanted to see the Dead Sea Scrolls to Israel at the Shrine of the Book, which is where the Israeli Museum is, or taking them to this exhibit for $25, I would take them to the Leonardo and show them this, because while maybe the scroll pieces are bigger in Israel, you're going to see more. If it's the same as what it was in San Diego, they'll even have a piece from the copper scroll and some of the really rare scrolls you'll have a chance to see for yourself, obviously under glass. But this is your probably only chance for many people here in Utah, unless you travel out of state or you go to Israel, to see the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah, certainly the Shrine of the Book is incredible. There's no doubt about that. If I remember correctly, even a lot of the scrolls that they had in there were replicas. They weren't even
Well, the Isaiah scroll.
The Isaiah scroll.
I saw that in 1990. It was all the way around. Uh-huh. But because it was, even though it's dark in there, you don't have any lights, no flash allowed, it was getting yellowed. And so they take it out once a year, I think it is, and will display it for a few days. Mm. But that no longer. Now the Isaiah scroll that goes all the way around, the main area there is a replica. And that's the longest and most complete scroll of all of the scrolls that were discovered. Let me just tell you a little bit about this. And maybe in the next few days we can give some history, because as you say, one of the things that we want to do at MRM is educate people about their biblical heritage. And so these scrolls were discovered in 1947 near Qumran, which we'll be visiting on our trip. And the Dead Sea is the very bottom. If you remember your Sunday school lessons, Sea of Galilee, and then the Jordan River takes the water out of the Sea of Galilee and moves it down south into the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is the saltiest, even saltier than the Salt Lake here, and most dense lake. So this group of people lived in a place where they copied and copied and copied the Old Testament scrolls. And incredible things that they were able to do.
This is a group of men, predominantly men out there, about 300 or so. I can't remember the exact number, known as the Essenes.
Yeah. So the Dead Sea Scrolls, they were mainly They were leather scrolls and written on a parchment, which would be on tanned sheepskin. Or they also used papyrus, but papyrus is a lesser form. And a lot of the what they found in K4 with all the fragments were papyrus. But the really good material was the parchment animal skin. There was even a scroll that was written on pure copper sheets, and that's called the copper scroll. We'll be talking more about that probably tomorrow. And they used special carbon ink that was according to the regulations. The Israelites used certain kinds of material when they copied down the scripture, and so this special ink had a certain formula. They actually found a formula for that ink there. And they were written in three different languages there at the scrolls. It was Hebrew, of course, Old Testament. Aramaic was used. And they also found Greek, Koine Greek. So all three of those languages were actually used. But as far as who found these scrolls, well, there was a... This is up to debate. There are scholarly debates about this, but I think the majority opinion is that these were a group of men known as Essenes. They were not favorable toward women, and so for the women did have a part there, but for the most part, it was all about the men. So they hid these scrolls, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow, but it was discovered in 1947 by a couple of shepherds who were tending their flocks.
Quite by accident.
Yeah. In fact, one guy's name is the Wolf. His name is actually Muhammad Adib, and he's nicknamed the Wolf, and his cousin was Juma Abu Hasaba. And
it's easy for you to
say. And so these men, they were boys, had lost a goat in 1947, and so they had to climb up here, and the Wolf, Ali, throws a rock through the hole where we were at. Now, you have to understand, they've dug out the bottom part, so you can walk into it now, but it wasn't like that back then. And when he threw it in there, he heard the shattering of pottery, and it led to the greatest archaeological discovery of the 20th century, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
We're going to talk about more of this tomorrow's broadcast.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Kriegel Publishers' new book, Answering Mormons' Questions, written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. Included is a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. This is a great resource for those who want to share their Christian faith. Answering Mormons' Questions is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or at mrm.org.